Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
It's a bonus.
It's a bonus. Perfect timing. There is a fire on a roof nearby, and so it's a lot of fire trucks and helicopters that are outside my window. So yes, if you hear like, I don't know, men breaking through my window, it's just par for the course of my neighborhood right now.
You know, for some people, that would be a dream come true.
Yeah. Did I tell you we found a man living on our roof?
What?
Yeah. It's a bonus episode, by the way. It's all fun. We found a man living on our roof.
On your roof?
Yeah. I guess like a couple of our roofs.
Get out of here.
Like in the cluster of area where I live. And the people in my building, we were like, let him stay there. He wasn't causing any problems and seemed nice.
Yeah.
And like,
wait, did you hear him walking above you?
Okay, so I did. But I assumed that it was legitimately, I just assumed it was a haunting. I heard footsteps above.
Yeah.
And it's impossible. And so I assumed it was a haunting. And I like went on with my life.
Of course you assumed it was a haunting. Most people would be like, I'm calling 911. There's someone above me and they're going to scale my building and break into my apartment.
But you know, like, because the top of my building is also not conducive to sleeping on. It's not flat.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
I wonder if he has a tent up there, because the tent could cause waterlog issues when it rains. So I kind of agree with the people who say he shouldn't be living up there.
I really think he was sleeping at an angle. Like the top... Like the top, my roof is not, it's not walk-upable. It's not, there's a shape to it. So it's like, I think that he was sleeping on some type of angle or like tucked in. So anyway, so we found a man on our roof and he seemed lovely.
It's so sad. Did you get to meet him?
No, I didn't. But I saw him perp walked away. He was very cooperative.
Yeah.
You know, and I hope he's all right. And I kind of hope he comes back and like it's fine.
No, I hope he's living in a shelter where he has a proper bed or a cot or something. Oh, poor guy. But you have to give him points for creativity. Dang.
Totally. Yeah, dang. Totally. I think he like chimneyed his way from one building to the next.
Oh.
Because I think he like was like living on one roof and like sleeping. He had a whole situation set up, and good for him.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what? If I ever find myself without a roof over my head, I'm going to try and be creative like that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are we doing today, Kathleen?
So I went through our Facebook fan page and there's like a couple of really good gems on there. But but first, I want to talk about two of our taste buds. First, Kate McCambly on Instagram. Her name is Kate, K-A-T-E underscore M-C-C-A-M-B-L-E-Y. What a delightful human being. I'm calling her out, shouting her out, because a couple of days ago, she was going for a walk in her neighborhood and she put it on her Instagram story.
Yeah.
And she was picking up trash.
That's so nice.
Walking around. And so she's inspired me to do that. So I'm going for a walk today and I'm going to pick up trash while I'm out for a walk with a friend and just, you know, the little things. She found an overpass by a highway that was near her building. Mm-hmm. And she noticed that there was all this trash under the overpass. So she was under there, like listening to her music, out for her walk, picking up trash. And a cop drove by and she thought that like she was going to be in trouble. And the cop thanked her. How amazing is that? Yeah.
That's such a good idea. How often do we see trash and just walk by? But it's good to like have gloves and be ready to do the right thing with the right equipment. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a little trash picker upper on Amazon, I think, so I don't have to bend over.
No, that's a really good idea. I might do the same thing. I like that idea. And, you know, you get your steps in.
And our other beloved taste bud, Antonia.T on Instagram, she posted a picture of this plant, this beautiful plant leaf. It was like green and pink. And I was like, I must have that. It's called a prayer plant, a Maranta plant. Have you ever seen these, Bethany?
I think I might have one.
They're beautiful. It's like got these pink veins.
Yes. Yeah, I have one.
You do?
Yeah, I had no idea what it was until now.
I might have to borrow a clipping from you because it is so with my aesthetic right now, my colorful aesthetic. I want one of those plants.
It really is your aesthetic. Yeah, it's a beautiful plant and it's called a prayer plant, I think, because the leaves sort of close and then open again. They kind of loop in around themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, how interesting. It's funny. See, I'm in the dark. I'm a newbie plant mom, so I'm learning all these new things.
Plants are the best. I just bought some seeds and, you know, I usually like buy the plants from Home Depot and then just like repot them as they grow.
Yeah.
But this is the first year that I've actually planted seeds and I'm watching them grow outside and I am so attached to my little baby babies and I'm so proud of them. They just emerged. Like I planted them last week and they've already emerged.
Wow.
They're little superstars. Yeah.
Mother Nature is amazing.
She's kicking ass. She's kicking ass.
She never takes a break, that Mother Nature. No. She must be real tired.
She's on the go all the time. She has it all. She is a woman who has it all.
So let's get into it. Taste Bud Lynn on our Facebook fan page, she posted this with a picture of a school bus. I'm so excited to read this to you. She said, "Buds, I'm doing the damn thing. My fiance and I have dreams to travel. We bought a bus to serve as our tiny home. We're both permanently laid off due to COVID, so we figure there's no time like the present to pack up and leave. We've been renting for the last 4 years, so since we don't have anything to lose these next few months, we plan to convert this baby into an RV, and we're going to leave in the fall. And I just wanted to share this because Bethany and Kathleen and so many buds in this group have inspired me to chase my dreams. Dreams can be scary. That's part of the adventure. I've decided that I'd rather try and fail, but hopefully we won't fail, than live the rest of my life wondering, what if?"
This is amazing. This is the perfect time to do it. This is the start of a movie, like an independent movie. That sounds amazing. And a school bus. I wonder how much, does she say how much the school bus cost?
No, she didn't. And maybe she says it in the comments, but I only copied and pasted like her original post into the document that I'm reading right now.
This is incredible. What a great idea.
Unreal. I mean, it's just such a, I'm so jealous. I wish I had the chutzpah to
do
that.
I mean, like, this is the time to do it too, because it sounds like they don't have a child. I think they have a dog.
Yeah.
And it's just the two of them, and you might as well. There's no work. What are you going to do? You might as well. This is great.
Yeah. I would paint that school bus neon pink.
I think I would, I think I would keep it school bus colored so it looks just normal from the outside, but from the inside, it would be like, just
decked out
and gorgeous and beautiful. And I love it.
Happy Friday, Bethany. What's on your agenda for today? Anything exciting?
What day is it today? Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday.
This is coming out Monday. Mm-hmm. So what am I doing?
You gonna have a hot weekend?
So Kathleen, can you hear the vacuuming?
And I'm appalled.
It's nonstop excitement. Okay.
Your neighbor is vacuuming while we podcast. How dare they?
It's all over the place. So this weekend is the Portland Horror Film Festival. So Lonely Hearts is screening Saturday night. So by the time this airs, it'll be done. But so Dennis and I are doing that Saturday night. And there's a filmmaker talk back. And then Sunday is Father's Day. So I'm probably going to FaceTime with my dad. And
I should go visit my dad too in the cemetery.
Yeah. Are you doing okay? How are you doing?
I'm fine. Oh, okay. Bethany, I'm fine. But thank you for asking. I was just, I joke when I'm uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, what are your plans this weekend? What are you up to?
I'm going to Target. That's my big plan. Mm.
Love Target.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous of people who can go to a Target.
I have some things to return. Are stores even taking returns?
Sure.
I bought some really unfortunate wide leg pants that looked really cute on the model on the website. Not so cute on me. So I got to bring those back.
Wide leg pants are really tough. I was going through my closet and I apparently went through a phase where I bought a lot of culottes and like super wide culottes that hit a little bit lower than mid calf. And on the website, here's the trick with culottes.
Yeah.
The model is always wearing heels.
Yeah.
And so always. Culottes look amazing with a heel. But if you just want to live your life and wear a culotte, you can't.
You know?
You can't.
I met Neil in the summer of 2005. That was the summer of the culotte. Like I had this pair of Hollister denim culottes that I just thought were the bomb.com. I wear them every single day. Bless his heart, Neil still liked me because they're the most awful pant ever.
They're brutal. They're not flattering at all.
I mean,
they're such a tough cut.
But they're so comfortable.
They're very comfortable.
Do you remember the culottes that everyone had? The black ones that were so flowy with like the elastic waistband.
Like the gaucho.
Yeah,
like
the gaucho culottes. And you could like dress them up and dress them down.
Bought mine at Target.
Yeah.
And I had them for years. They were like a jersey fabric.
Yeah.
And they made your butt look amazing. That's the only thing that was good is they hugged and then skimmed your butt in the best way possible. But man, they did nothing for your height. They just made you look so much like shorter and boxier. What are we thinking? Sometimes I just really have to wonder.
I remember wearing them in front of my dad. And then the next day I had on like regular pants and he looked at me and he went, "Oh, thank God." It's like, okay. First of all, rude. Second of all, like, I get it. They're not flattering pants. I get it. Okay.
Speaking of parents, did we want to talk to your mom really quickly before we go on with the rest of the show?
Yes. Yes, let's call her. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Mom Girl Kathleen.
Oh, Bethany. It's so nice to hear your voice.
It's nice to hear yours, too. I have not seen you in so long, and it's been far too long. So after this whole monstrous quarantine situation is done, let's please plan a hangout.
Oh, that sounds great. I'd love that.
Me too.
Mom, I was telling Bethany that you have some bones to pick with us about recent episodes that we've recorded lately.
You have multiple bones.
I think Kathleen missed Science 101 when she was in first grade.
Well, okay. So what's bone number one pertains to what, our last episode about the QVC episode?
No, it was two episodes ago when we were talking about the sun or something.
You were talking about the sun coming in your window, Bethany. And when you were looking out the window to an apartment near you, and you were somehow discussing how it looks different at different times.
Oh, yes, yes. Because I have an inability to like visualize spatial relationships in my head.
Yes, well, so does your friend Kathleen.
So what did we get wrong?
Well, what Kathleen got wrong, it made my turning gray hair turn even grayer. She believes that the sun moves. She doesn't know that the sun is the center of the solar system.
But if they're across the street, the light that my north-facing windows is seeing is the same as the light that their covetous south-facing windows is seeing.
No, that's not true. That's not true. You get more light at one point and they get more light at one point as the sun travels. I'm telling you.
And the sun never moves.
I mean, but Mom, think about it. And like, instead of a huge universal picture, like think about it like more as a microcosm. Like the sun moves from east to west in the sky every day.
No, Kathleen. No, it doesn't. Even though the Earth is orbiting the sun, the Earth also rotates around the moon 24 hours in a day. And that's why it appears that the sun is moving. But the sun never moves.
Okay. All right. So the sun's not moving.
So the concern is more of like a situation of the phrasing implied that the sun was traveling. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
legitimate.
Exactly.
Legitimate. Okay.
I was mortified that she said the sun moved. I was mortified. Where did I go wrong as a parent?
And as a teacher, a parent who was a teacher too. And then bone number two, Bethany, it was last episode. I was sleeping at my mom's house this week and I was like, Bethany, we played this game. It's so funny. It's called vitamin QVC, you know, like the sun, like vitamin C, like what you get from the sun. So I thought, it'd be really fun if we played a game on the podcast called vitamin QVC.
Okay, I love this. I love a game.
Do you get it? Because like when you get vitamin C, you're like happy, right? Sunshine.
Yes.
Helps your mood. Okay.
And I was just like, but I can see where the confusion, because of course we get vitamin D from the sun, not C.
Yes, but that's true.
But I can see where the mistake was made, because vitamin C we get from like our delicious citrus fruits, which are bathed in sunlight and come from very sunny regions and also resemble the sun. So
yeah, they're like the color of the sun. So it makes sense.
It's an easy mistake.
Yeah. Well, my mom said I was stupid.
Kathleen, you say some of the darndest things. I don't know.
So other than our egregious science errors, how would you say the show is going so far? In your opinion, Mom Girl Kathleen, how do you think our show is, just in general?
Oh, I think it's great. I think that you have really interesting topics, and you make me laugh sometimes, and sometimes you make me a little sad.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
If you had any constructive criticism overall, is there anything we could do to make it more enjoyable for you?
Well, just some of the topics are a little dicey for Mom.
Talking about the sexy sex, Mom, you don't like it when
that's quite all right, Kathleen. But yeah, I have to comment that you have a friendship that is beyond belief, and more people should be enjoying each other the way you two get along. And that's just fabulous, I think. You know, it's like an eternal friendship that will always be there.
Well, that's...
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's sweet.
It's true. Until I steal all the money from our joint bank account and go on the run.
Well, I don't think you're going to run away too far.
No, I'm not a runner.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Mommy. I'll talk to you later. I love you.
Okay, sweetie. Bye. Bye, Bethany.
Bye.
Ah, she's a sweet lady. I made her a frittata this week. She acted like it was the most delicious thing she'd ever eaten, even though it wasn't.
So supportive. Your mom and my mom have that in common. They just are so profoundly supportive. And they're both tiny.
They're so small. Small. So small.
Small. I love that you don't call your mom, Mom.
No, I call her MB. Her name is Mary Beth, so I call her MB for Mary Beth.
Have you ever called your mom, Mom?
Yeah, I call her Ma. I'm from New Jersey, so it's no Mom. It's Ma.
Ma.
hey, Ma.
When did you start calling her MB?
It must have been in high school.
That's so funny.
Because you know what? When you're at the supermarket with your mom, you're like, Mom. And then every mom turns around. So I'm like, MB, where are you?
That's true. No, that's a really good point. That's a really good point.
And now all my friends call her MB too. So whatever. You know, it's her name. It's her name. Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
You and I are always looking for creative ways to drink more water. It's one of our favorite pastimes.
Fully. And we're in summer and everything is hot all the time. You have to make sure you're staying hydrated.
Yes, especially if you're out in the sun, you're doing yard work, whatever it is. And that's why we've partnered up with Liquid IV. It's this powder that you pour in your water. It makes it taste amazing. And then it helps you hydrate better than just regular water.
Each serving of Liquid IV provides as much hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Plus, it gives you vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and B12. Because as we learned from your mom, Kathleen, we're not getting enough vitamin C from the sun.
No, because it doesn't come from the sun. Actually, Liquid IV gives more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. I cannot say enough good things about the lemon ginger flavor.
Oh, it's so, so good.
I have a true love for lemon lime Gatorade, but it's high in sugar. And so I've been drinking the Liquid IV, the lemon ginger flavor, in my water. It tastes like Gatorade. I'm in heaven. It is my favorite thing ever.
And proper hydration can boost your immunity, which is good for everybody right now. It's made with ingredients that are non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and has less sugar than an apple.
Amazing. And it tastes so good.
It tastes so good.
So good.
So the difference that Liquid IV has is something called cellular transport technology. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium that delivers water and nutrients into your bloodstream.
Yeah, whatever. Science.
Liquid IV is available nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, and Costco. Or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and then use the code TASTE at checkout.
That's 25% off of anything you order when you use the promo code TASTE. T-A-S-T-E at liquidiv.com.
Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TASTE.
You can also find them nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, or Costco. We got this anonymous post on the Facebook fan page. I want to read this to you because this is juicy.
Oh, I love juicy.
The taste bud wrote, I'm new to my company and we are a small team of 10 people. One of my coworkers, Sally, recently quit. My boss just asked me to log into Sally's email so we could send out emails that look like they're from her. She no longer works for the company, but they don't want to lose her contacts. Crazy, right? Crazy. Oh. I mean, unethical to the nth degree.
Totally.
I said I didn't feel comfortable impersonating someone else, and then they rationalized it that it's a company email, so they own it, and it's just an email announcement so people wouldn't ever need to reply to her. My boss even told me that he asked other members of the team if it was okay, and they said yes. Is this ethical, legal, shady as fuck? I stand by my decision, but I just need some advice on how to proceed with this company. Wow.
Wow. I guess technically, legally, it's probably legal.
Probably.
Maybe because they do own it.
I've
ethical, no.
Oh, I mean, can you imagine if one of Sally's clients is a friend of hers, and they're like, hey, Sally, I'm getting emails from you.
Yeah.
I think impersonation, if they sign it from Sally, I think that that's illegal. But if they're like, hey, Sally left the company and we're like switching your accounts over to this other account manager, I think that's legal.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's probably, yeah, if it gets to when they're signing off as someone else, you're right. That's probably where it becomes an issue. I would say, so stand by your decision, because it is very unethical for sure.
She's new to this company and it's a small team. I would be afraid of getting pushback for the rest of my career at this company just because I wouldn't do this one thing.
I think that this would have to go into the three strikes. This is the first strike.
Well, stuff like this, gentle listener, when your company asks you to do shit that's like maybe illegal, forward these requests to your personal email. So if something ever happens, you've got proof.
Yes, absolutely. Always, always, always keep proof. When something starts to seem a little weird, start a file.
Yes. That's the best advice I could give.
even if it's only just for yourself, because like I used to do the same thing with boyfriends. If I was feeling like a relationship wasn't working and I wasn't sure if I should end it or not, I would just start a list of things that they did that made me feel awful about myself, so that when I wasn't sure, I could like look at the list and know in black and white. So that might even be something worth doing.
Reasons I'm mad at you.
Yeah, exactly.
Bam. Why are you always acting this way? I didn't do anything wrong. Yes, you did. Bam, here's the list. And they're like, okay, psycho, who keeps a list on this?
Yeah, people love to be presented with a scroll of their misdeeds.
Also, it's this other really funny thing that our taste bud Anna wrote on the fan page. She wrote, I sold a few items in eBay. I only made $10, and then I had to spend $16 on new ink to print the labels.
I'm not good at eBay at all. Do you sell stuff on eBay, Kathleen?
You know, I've never sold anything online on eBay or Poshmark or any of those other websites, but I want to because I have a ton of stuff left over from my dad. Like I found all of these really amazing vintage Levi's from the 70s that are barely worn, that used to be his. And I'm like, okay, I could probably make some good money. Like some hipsters in Brooklyn would definitely pay me like $50 for these jeans.
Fully, fully.
So I'm going to try and do it, but I fear that, you know, this, the whole packaging and the sending and the everything will be more work than it's worth.
Some people have it down to a science. I'm awful at it. I lose money every time I do it because I don't do it right. And I end up having to pay more for shipping than the person paid for. And I'm not good at it.
I have a friend who buys things. When she sees a deal, even if she doesn't want it herself, she's like, I'm going to buy this and resell it. And she makes a couple $1,000s a year doing that.
I have a friend who does that. Yeah, who does the same thing. These people get it. I have a friend who buys Lego sets and then sells them for like 6 times what he bought them at online.
Lego sets?
Mm-hmm. Because people love their Legos.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Something like that never even occurred to me.
No.
It's so crazy what people buy and sell. I've got all these vintage tools in my dad's basement that I'm about to sell. But tools are heavy to ship, you know? Like a wrench is a heavy thing. How do I don't know.
Show me pictures and I'll buy some of them off of you.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'll take care of that. I got you. Okay, before this episode is done, can we play a quick game of Etsy prices, right?
Yes, please.
For this loosey-goosey episode.
I'm going to open up Etsy right now, too. My favorite website in the whole world.
I love it. And I'm sad that they took down Regretsy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's not up anymore. A woman bought it. It's like her personal website redirects.
I didn't even know about Regretsy. What's Regretsy?
Oh, Regretsy was this amazing website that took all of the worst stuff on Etsy and posted it on Regretsy. And some of it was just awful products, but some of it was the modeling was really bad. So it looked like, I just remember one was a crocheted bikini top. So it was just basically like two crocheted triangles. Mm-hmm. And the woman modeling it looked like she didn't want to be there. And she was modeling in like an unfinished basement. So her head hit the ceiling. And so she was sort of crouched over because the ceiling was probably like 5 feet high. And so it just was just this like, and poorly lit. It was a very uncomfortable looking photo of this woman selling a bikini top.
A crocheted bikini top. Your nip's going to slip out unless there's a liner.
They go right through. Right. Depending on how loosely it's crocheted.
Yeah.
Okay, Kathleen, how much do you think the person is charging on Etsy for a scarf hand crocheted of the human centipede? So you know the movie The Human Centipede?
Uh-huh, sure do.
Okay, so it is a long scarf. She crochets it, made to order.
Yeah.
So it's bespoke.
Uh-huh.
And it just looks like a black outline of people ass to mouth on their hands and knees. And then the thing itself is white. All of the people are white. And then there's a red line connecting intestines to throats to intestines to throats all the way through.
What the holy F?
Crocheted human centipede scarf made to order.
Okay.
How much, Kathleen, do you think that her name is Annie is charging for this?
Oh, I like the name Annie. Okay. $50.
Higher.
$150.
You overshot. $80. She's charging $80 for a crocheted human centipede scarf.
It's a very specific market.
Super specific. And I definitely can think of people who would order this.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. And she did a great job making it. She had to come up with that herself, I'm guessing. You know, it's a hard pattern.
Bethany, I have something to ask you.
Yes.
Okay. Brass antelopes that are bookends, but it's not the full antelope. It's like the antelope head. And they've got, you know, like big horns. They're sort of vintagey looking. It's from Rust Belt Threads. And it says brass antelope bookends, mid-century, brass bookends, brass ibex bookends, gazelle bookends. Oh, it's a gazelle. It's not an antelope. Whoops.
It's a horned creature.
Animal decor, Hollywood Regency. What does that mean? Is there like a hotel that has that? Whatever.
They're hitting all the keywords.
I would buy this. How much do you think it costs?
Is it solid brass?
Solid brass.
Oh, man.
Mid-century modern of gazelles. Gazelles, not antelopes. I'm stupid. Actually, it says antelope and gazelle. Is that the same animal?
I don't think so, but I think it probably looks enough like both that they're trying to hit every keyword they can find.
It's sort of like when a skirt is in between midi and mini and the website advertises it as both.
Yeah. Or when I'm trying to find linen clothes and something looks like linen, but it's 100% polyester. So they advertise it as linen.
Yep.
P.S. Please stop calling yourself stupid.
Oh,
I'm going to call you out on that.
Thanks. Yeah. You know,
again,
no, that's a good reminder. Yes.
Yeah,
I think probably a lot of people do that. How much would you pay for these bookends?
Okay. It's mid-century modern, which means it's very popular right now. I'm going to say $150.
90, Bethany. You overshot.
Oh,
do you want me to send you the link? Are you in the market?
Yes, please. That's a steal.
The one thing that really annoys me about Etsy is that you can't make an offer like you can on other websites.
Yeah, I know. But you don't want to insult someone's art, you know, by saying like your art isn't worth.
I know.
$80, but I'll give you 70. Speaking of someone's art, how much would you pay for a silicone severed finger?
Mm.
It looks very realistic, complete with like effed up nail. There's blood on it.
Mm. Oh, you could like really freak out your mom or your husband or your kids.
I mean, yeah.
Put it inside of a cake.
Many sizes are available. Mm.
$14.95.
$8.50, my
darling.
Oh,
that's a bargain.
Yeah, for one finger, absolutely.
Okay, Bethany, I guess brass is like a keyword that keeps coming up for me. This is a brass-colored face mask that looks like the mask in the movie Hannibal Lecter.
So just like, it's just...
Yeah, for Corona, except you're wearing the Hannibal Lecter horror mask.
But it's brass?
It's spray-painted brass, I think. It's colored brass.
Okay. But it's fabric.
It's fabric. And then you can walk around like doing your chores. Going into stores while COVID is, you know, still a thing.
You know what? I'd pay $15 for that.
You are right on the mark. $14.95.
Okay. Also, please forgive me. Someone is now hammering in my neighborhood. So everyone's getting their weekend project started in my backyard. Okay. There is a necklace of dainty shells.
Mm-hmm.
So they're colored white, pink, and then like a deep purple.
Mm.
And the way they're layered makes it look like they're little tiny organs. They're not meant to look like organs. They're meant to look like pretty shells, but they look like little drips of organs hanging off of a necklace because of the color scheme and the way that it's like it fades from white into the dark purple.
Beautiful.
How much would you pay for this?
I would pay $0 because that sounds like a fashion faux pas.
It is. How much do you think they want you to pay for this?
63.
75 or more, depending on how long the necklace is.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
It looks like you took someone's intestines and chopped them into teeny tiny little pieces and then strung them up on a necklace.
There's a couch for every ass.
There is.
Is that the saying, seat for every butt?
There's a horse for every cowboy.
Okay, Bethany, this is another fashion item. plain white slip-on Vans. Like, cute, right? They go with anything.
Sure.
Except these have a grimacing photo of Michael Scott from The Office, so the actor Steve Carell, but then he's wearing a purple bandana.
So he's Prison Mike.
Okay. Oh, okay, that's the name of the character, okay. And he's frowning, he's not happy.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm.
The shoe's actually really cute. I'm telling you right now, the quality of the face screened onto the shoe, high quality.
Okay, all right.
All right.
I would pay $50 American for these Prison Mike shoes.
Nope, go higher, worth more.
$85.
No, no, a little bit higher.
Please don't tell me he's charging more than $100 for these.
$9 to $5.
Yeah, I mean, this goes back to what I always say. Just because it's hard for you to make doesn't mean it's necessarily worth a lot of money.
Well, that is Customs by Elvira.
Okay.
Oh, she's got some other cool things. I do have to say, Bethany, a couple weeks ago on Etsy, I bought from this really cute company called Calhoun & Co. on Etsy, a blanket with lips all over it that I paid more money than I should have paid. Because it was colorful and pink and it had these beautiful, fun lips on it. And I put it on my bed every day so my husband's coworkers, when they're Zooming him for work, they can see this like beautifully made bed with lips on it in the background.
And that's what you should be doing as a partner.
These items are worth what people are willing to pay for them. It has nothing to do with how much they actually cost to make.
Okay, can I give you one more?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a greeting card, and it is a like an ink drawing of Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
But he doesn't have any nipples. And the card is just called Nippleless Cage.
And
get it? Because like Nicolas Cage, but Nippleless Cage.
Oh, I get it. Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay.
How would you pay?
I would pay. Okay, so it's like cardstock.
It's cardstock and like it's clearly hand-drawn. He's looking at you. One arm is above his head. He's smiling at you. His pants are open, but he's wearing boxers underneath and he's touching his boxers seductively.
Ooh. Ooh.
And he's clearly into it, but he doesn't have any nipples. How much would you pay for the Nippleless Cage greeting card?
Nippleless Cage wants to do it. I have a question first.
Yeah.
Is it drawn directly on the card or is this like something that people can print out and order like a set of 10 or is it just like one card?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think it is printed. I don't think it is hand-drawn every time.
Okay. It's probably worth about 75 cents. They're probably selling it for $10.
$4.57.
Oh,
I
really overshot
that. Pretty standard greeting card.
You know, I haven't been to a fancy card shop in such a long time. My pricing is really off.
I bought 2 Father's Day cards this year, and they were both like $7 when I went to the checkout.
For your dad.
I was floored.
And one
for my stepdad, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say one for Dennis for the cats.
No, good point. Kathleen, I know. Fuck, thank you. Yeah. Oh my God.
You're welcome.
He did a whole Mother's Day thing for me.
You're welcome.
Holy Hannah, thank you.
Okay, before we go, I have to say, we were talking to my mom earlier on the podcast today, and I'm helping my mom redo basically her whole house. She's doing in sections like a gut renovation, and it's really overwhelming. But you know what? This is like the second chapter of her life. It's like her single life. She wants the most fabulous house ever. I'm so happy for her. I'm happy to help, but it's overwhelming. So I called a kitchen designer yesterday. I was like, okay, ma, we need a kitchen designer. Like, it just feels fancy to like tell people in conversation you have a kitchen designer.
Absolutely.
I spoke to this person on the phone, and they said, my cost is 25% of the estimated value of the whole project. And I thought, holy motherfuck, like that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. I don't even know how to begin to calculate that.
And money does not grow on trees. So
no.
I went to the Facebook fan group and I was like, okay, taste buds, like these are sort of the things we need to do in my mom's house. We're not changing any major footprints. Do I need a kitchen designer? I need advice from other taste buds who have done renovations, specifically kitchens and bathrooms and that kind of stuff. I was flooded with amazing advice and comments from our taste buds that are like, DM me and I'll send you my list of amazing websites to get like cheap appliances and cheap hardware. And this is what I did with my cabinets. And no, you definitely don't need a designer. And I even had a really lovely conversation with Robbie, one of our taste buds, who I'm going to meet for drinks later because she provided me with this amazing list. She's going to start working at a job in Hoboken where I live. And she provided me with amazing lists of sources in North Jersey that I can use for home renovation. And the consensus is that you don't need a kitchen designer if you have a good eye. eye. You don't need a kitchen designer.
And you have an amazing eye, Kathleen.
Thank you.
I think you're going
to
be great.
I just want to say thank you to all the taste buds who wrote to me about their renovations and sent photos in the fan group. I'm so overwhelmed. And man, community sourcing information and advice is like my favorite thing that the internet does for us these days.
So many people have so many hidden skills and resources and you just have no idea. So
yes,
our fan group is just the most incredible, wonderful people.
They really are. So happy Friday, taste buds. Happy Friday, Bethany.
Well, it's a Monday as this comes out. So
oh, that's
happy,
right. Shit.
You know, happy Monday too.
Happy Monday to everybody listening. Fuck.